Support this podcast at patreon.com/rednews.
Good morning and welcome to Red News Podcast 260, I think. Coming to you live from San Sebastian. We come outside because it was noisy in this bar. And of course, everyone starts singing then. So I apologise if the background noise is a bit annoying. I'm here with Shane and Mark, who... You got here last night?
No, Tuesday.
Tuesday. And are you having a nice time, Mark?
I'm having a very nice time, yeah. I mean, it's something else that my dad can't remember at least 4 hours of the evening last night, which is always a pretty good sign that it's a good year away.
Shane, you took the usual convoluted route to get here.
Yeah, via Paris, a train to Paris and a train to Hyundai on the border, then a train from there to here. So it's a long old day yesterday, but it was good, yeah, the train's good. I saw a few other beds on there. Probably a couple of cans too many in the buffet car. We had a couple of beers in Hyundai on the in a bar on the border, which evidently there's a little plaque in the bar. It's some historic Franco and Hitler meeting point in years gone by. A bit of an infamous bar that the bar owner was keen to tell us all about. But yeah, feeling a bit jaded today, to be honest. Yeah, but we just had some lovely tappers, and we just standing in. The way of the doorway, that was what someone was trying to get past us. But yeah, it's great. It's a lovely spot. Weather's not too bad. And I think there's a football game in three or four hours.
Inconveniently placing a football match in the middle of all this. Riaz and I were in Biarritz last night. We flew there and stayed the night there. And I feel jaded is the word. I feel absolutely... shell of a man, to be honest with you, today. I need to get my act together.
Well, I have to say that you did take a world class picture last night of you and Riaz in the honeymoon pose.
Oh,
superb,
yeah.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, the hotel room was a bit wild because it had a mirrored ceiling, and which
that puts a whole new spectrum on that picture.
Yeah, which no one asked for, but apparently, yeah, it's still a thing. And it must have been a bit of a theme with the hotel, because the hotel bar had a mirrored ceiling as well. So Christ knows what goes on there, you know.
What about the hotel bedroom?
Well, I was about to say that with a mirrored ceiling, waking up to Riaz planking, I want to emphasise it's planking, that he tends to do to his keep fit, it must be quite a disturbing scene.
I've not seen him do that. I don't think he did that today. I woke up early, he was still snoring. Football match later on. Are we confident?
For no rational reason, but I just got a feeling that we're going to scrape through this round and there'd be at least another trip. But I don't think that optimism shared talking around. I think most people are treating this as though it's going to be the last Euro away for quite some time. So I don't know. I don't know. I haven't seen enough of them or Spanish football to know how good they are currently, but they're mid-table, are they?
They got rolled over 4-0 by Barca last weekend, but I believe someone was saying that they rested half the team, so their focus is purely on
the this. I think the issue with that is we'd get rolled over 4-0 by Barca as well.
Yeah, so. Oh yeah, 100%.
That's the problem.
As opposed to our team just resting when whatever they had to be doing.
This is in a permanent state of rest.
So I've got a feeling, I think you were quite rightly saying it before we started this inside the bar, that the problem for us is probably more at home than away. We seem to suffer at home. So, I'm kind of, I don't know, anything could happen, but if I was not a betting man, but if I was, I think I'd go for I think we're going to scrape a win tonight.
Based on absolutely nothing, I for some reason I suspect that we're going to get through this round, but again it's just based on instinct really. I don't know. I think we may even get through the next round as well, but I think we'll go out as soon as we've played somewhere like, if we got Roma or Athletic Club, someone like that, where it's going to be a real hostile atmosphere, like noisy fans, we will just fold completely.
I mean, they
might tonight. I mean, they could get rolled over 3-0 tonight, United.
I think Bilbao would be curtains for us, but
yeah.
I think we should win tonight. I don't think they're very good. And actually, from what I've having seen every team so far, everyone we've played has been awful, haven't
they? Yeah, terrible. Like, we've lurched past every single one of them.
So you know the standard. It's not a good standard of football.
No.
But we are so bad. And then I also think, because of the level of the squad, 120 minutes on Sunday has done us no favours. I mean, they were on their knees on Sunday, weren't they, by the end of that game. So
yeah.
The powers of recovery, I'm not sure. When you haven't had a good result either, are the powers of recovery that good? But I don't know. I actually think we might get through as well, but it will be through gritted teeth. I think if we
it's a weakened squad. It's a weak squad that's weakened even further with Ugarte and Maguire and Trevor Dunphy. The young lad up front is not in the squad for this. So it's quite a stretched squad as it is. It's not, if the game's not going well, like your point on tiredness, Mark, there's probably not a lot to come off the bench. So yeah, I've actually talking myself down now that we're going to win this tonight. I think we've got no chance now.
I didn't know about Ugarte and Maguire to be fair.
No, I had no idea.
You've got to do your research for these things.
Woefully underprepared.
Yeah.
Barney sent me a little list of topics and he said Amorim, is it too soon to be talking about, you know?
Yeah, it is too soon in my opinion, but equally I think it's like everything in the world these days. It seems to be totally polarised. You either have to be totally for Amorim and he's definitely going to win a title, or you're dead against him, and I'm in between. Like, to me, I'm quite neutral. To me he's unproven at this level, like lots of managers would be. He's a young manager, but thus far, like I've said it on this pod a couple of times before now, that I do think it's fair to criticise him game by game, but at the same time say he needs time and he needs backing.
Yeah.
But the problem I have a little bit is that I'm not convinced he's going to get the overhaul of the squad that's needed. So he's got to get a tune out of the core of this squad, and at the moment he's not doing that, and he's somehow got to start
He's nowhere near doing that at the moment, I don't think there's any denying that we have regressed even further from when Ten Hag was here, and he's not looking like getting anything out of that squad. You know, morale looks, from my perspective, it looks like morale's on the floor. I don't get any sense that the players really like each other or anything, because they don't fight for each other, do they?
That's it, it looks, you know, you think of, I'm not saying it's quite the same mood, but you know, like, was it Watford, Ole, you know those games where you know it's the end. But the team, I'm not saying this is that, but the team are playing like that. They're playing like this is the end of a manager's reign rather than the start of it. And I just, like that, you know, on Sunday in the Cup against Fulham, I just was thinking, this is just really dull. Like, it's one of the dullest football sides I've seen, you know, for many, many years. And it's just really, really boring. It's not the losing that bothers me. It's the performance, the effort. We repeatedly say that, but he's just not there at the moment at all. So I think he's got to start getting, we've got to see getting something out of this squad. Not expecting miracles, but you want to see the attitude and a bit more of his thoughts coming through in the play, because I'm not seeing anything at the moment.
It's like, we're not seeing any of it. Normally you'll get like a bit of a new manager flip, you know, even if it's only temporary, just for 4 or 5 games, but that just didn't. They just like nosedived further, didn't they?
We almost had rather than a bounce, had a flat.
A new
manager flat.
Yeah. We're just like,
which is a very unusual thing to happen.
If you imagine an elephant sitting on a trampoline and a big sag, we're just in that massive sag touching the floor. There's no bounce at all.
I agree with Shane. I think, like, I've got no issue with, like, I can't say I'm excited by Amorim at the moment. Like, I was when he came, but I feel a bit neutral in it as well. But I do think you have to criticise, like, some of the decision making. In-game management, I just think, is better than Ten Hag at times. Like, he makes substitutions to try and take a square peg out of a square. Like, we just change the same thing. It's like, well, that's not going to work. Whereas I do think he does that a bit better. But there's games where you're looking at, you just set us up to fail with, and he is just a bit belligerent in the way that he manages, which I watch the team and think, this is 11 players who hate this formation. And I think if you had better wing backs or you had a different sort of striker, then they could start to like the formation. But my biggest criticism is that he doesn't seem to recognise that his whole squad hate how he plays football, which is is a recipe for disaster, right? Like, how can that work? And I do think, which, like as Shane says, are they going to get in five players in the summer? Because it needs a minimum of that to really start to move it. I just don't know if he'll do
I don't see how we're going to finance that, though.
You're not going to get worldies, are you? You're going to be the Borgus of this world.
Yeah.
And I feel like we're just going to become Chelsea, who just signed a load of 20-year-olds. And you can see it, their season is just folded because they haven't got any experience to really drag them through. It's just a bunch of kids playing football.
Yeah.
And I think that's what Radcliffe want to do because it's cheaper. And I just think that's a recipe for disaster. And you're just going to end up probably being a mid-table side for the next few years.
Yeah. It does concern me because I don't think they've got the budget this summer anything like what Ten Hag had last summer. But I still don't trust them to do the right thing.
He's been on this before, Finno. We were talking outside this bar about an hour ago, and we were like, the thing that gets me, we've been through over many years, decades even, like we look back to the 80s and that, but you could see like there was something, there's always been problems behind the scene, but off the pitch you could see that we could become a big club again, a successful side, whereas at the moment everything's at a low. The off pitch finances, the on pitch performance, the way fans are treated, it really feels quite we're in a bit of a sinkhole at the moment. It's hard to see.
It's like bad news every single day.
And it's hard to see in that context how you can dig a football team out. If the behind the scenes stuff, I guess we've got to give Ineos time, many would argue, but at the moment I can't see them having a couple, like as Mark sort of alluded to there, I can't see them competently running a football club the size of ours at the moment. They're not acting like they know what they're doing, in my view.
No.
I think the sad thing at the moment is though, like we've always, as a fan base and as a club, we've been hated and adored, as they always say, but I feel like most of us hate the club as much as everybody else does at the moment. It almost feels like we're part of the haters that we've always fought against, but it's just because of the way we're treated, it's just dragging us down. You can feel that in the way we support the club at the moment. And it's not that, obviously we all care the same, we don't hate the club and we want it to do well, but it just in match situation like now here, everyone's just like, can't really be asked to go to the match, or there's just this like whole empathy
cloud over the club.
It just feels like it feels tainted at the moment, and it's because of the way we're being treated, the way they're dealing with the club, it's a strange time. It's something I've never experienced in like 40 years.
Yeah, it's probably, I'm trying to think. I think my first ever United game was in 1980. And I don't think it's an exaggeration to say this is probably the low point.
I was talking to Barney at the last game about that, and because I turned to Barney and I said, I think, because I was unsure, that there were lots of moments sort of between 86 and 89 where you knew it wasn't good, but I never felt it was as consistently bad then. I always felt that back then we had the money to buy a Danny Wallace or a Gary Pallister or a Brian McClair or a Paul Ince, and we're at that level now, but there's no budget there to do that.
It's like the light at the end of the tunnel. Yeah. It just doesn't fall out as well.
Exactly, and that was a point I was making earlier about the off-beat stuff. Even back then when we were crap, we were still financially the biggest show around. And we're not now, and we're far from it. We seem to be sinking further away from that. So unless there's another miracle buyout or some master plan, I just can't see it. And that might sound a bit doomsville, but I just can't see us digging ourselves out anytime in the near future. And I think, whoever the manager, going back to Barnes' question, maybe it's a bit of irrelevance. It's like he's got, and that goes back to, he's got to get he's got to get the tune out of what he's got, and I don't think he can get it at the moment. So, yeah.
So, any closing thoughts then, gents?
I hope we win. I hope we win.
That'll
be good.
Yeah.
I don't know, I just think it's the only glimmer of light is this competition now, isn't it? So you just have to hope. And actually, I don't think we will, but if we won this and we've got Champions League football, then everything we've just said, the complexion changes because it's a huge amount of income into the club, it does mean you can probably do something a bit more in the summer.
Yeah, it's true.
And I do think so. I don't think we will, but
no,
you know. But we'll, hopefully, we'll keep going marching on.
But that's a glimmer, isn't it? Like for all of the dross, you know, it was only just over a year ago. Last May, you know, having one of the greatest days. So at Wembley. So you kind of you don't know. This side does throw up the odd glimmer, the odd nugget, and a Europa League win this season could be that nugget, and maybe it's not beyond the realms of possibility, but I think it's
looking unlikely. It's like the cup win last year. You never know. We might be able to string together a few results and somehow like come out of this season with another trophy. It would be it'd be a surprise, but it'd be very nice.
I do think it'd be the. I think I'd be so excited if we got to the final and won it. Like just because it's the most unlikely trophy you've ever heard. Yeah.
Are we allowed to do hates today? Are we?
Yeah.
I have two. Well, one's a bit of a boring one, but like I was on the train yesterday and some girl. Are they called earbuds or pods? The little.
Yeah, earbuds.
Yeah. And they kept falling out and kept dropping on the floor. And I've never got the point of them. Why can't people just have I don't mind Bluetooth or whatever. But why can't you just have a normal pair of fucking headphones? Like, why do you need these little things? They're just the rest of people disaster getting lost.
What's the point? I've got some, and they fit really snugly in my ears. I don't spend any time scrambling. Maybe she had massive ears.
Was she like the bigger?
I don't understand why can't people. Anyway, I just being a bit old fart. I just don't see the point.
You want Sony Walkman like foam like
exactly? Yeah,
I don't. Headphones.
Yeah, there's no need for these little things that get lost. And then the same.
Have you never tried earbuds?
I did. Yeah, I just don't see the. I don't get the
point. Do you look like a DJ on the show?
Yeah, yeah. I've got like over proper headphones.
I have to say something. I have a national hatred for overhead headphones.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I just think I get the tube every day, and people, there's all these people sitting there with massive headphones, and I just think you look fucking weird.
Yeah.
Well, I've got the opposite hate to you.
That's counter. There's a hate of a hate there.
Well, to be fair, I'm an earbud guy as well, so it's 2-1, Shane. You've lost this one,
okay.
I'm afraid.
Yeah, I'll try the second one then, which come up in a. Someone raised it. We have a Euro away kind of WhatsApp group. And for some reason, the fella, I don't know his name, he says Bosch a lot.
Oh,
the Bosch.
Tom Skinner.
Thomas, is that his name? So yeah. I don't know him personally.
He was on The Apprentice. That's where he rose to fame, he was on The Apprentice.
Right, is it a bit too strong to say? I didn't know that. He's my hate of the week. Just the fact that, like, I just keep seeing these little social media videos of him having breakfast at 4 a.m. and he's having, like,
he'll have like pie and chips.
Yeah, or he's having like a roast dinner. And he's talking about, I never look when I pour the gravy and all this kind of stuff. And then it's the Bosch. Like, what? There's no need for that kind of shit. Like people do worthwhile jobs, fucking surgeons, you know, refuse collectors, all this kind of stuff. This fellow is just making money from like us watching him eating his breakfast while he pours gravy without looking, saying the Bosch. What's happening to the world?
It's the hello, you lovely, lovely people that does my head.
Hello.
They're probably not lovely, lovely people, one. And two, like...
It's just a massive sausage-fingered fucker, isn't it? I can't stand him either.
But he's making a lot of money from saying the Bosch. It's like fucking...
It's a Bosch.
Oh, a Bosch.
A Bosch.
He's not the only one either. There's that other fat bloke, isn't it? That was Bosch.
Well, I think, yeah, someone said...
Oh, yeah, the one who...
He was on the Brits, apparently. Yeah. Ordered a curry at the Brits.
Like, he has that's his thing, isn't it? It's a Chinese.
Chinese.
He orders a Chinese and has about 55 different things.
But like, why are we celebrating obesity out of the Brits? Ridiculous.
I didn't think I'd be asked that question today. Why are we celebrating obesity at the Brits?
There you go.
I have no idea, Mark.
I'm bringing a different level to this podcast.
Yeah. Anyway,
Mark, have you got a hate in a week?
Not particularly, actually.
No.
I'm just trying to embrace San Sebastian. I've got a lot of the weeks being here in San Sebastian. It's a shame it's not very sunny today. That's the only downside.
Yeah. It's not as wet as it was when we were here 3 years ago.
It's true.
It's actually rained hard the last two times you played here, so yeah, hopefully that holds off. But I'm actually staying longer, thinking this might be the last one. I'm staying into the weekend, so hopefully the sun will come out. And it is for people who haven't been, it's a fantastic spot, San Sebastian. Highly recommend it.
Yeah.
You got a hate
to? No.
Peace and love.
Peace and love, yeah. I can't think of anything anyway. My brain's absolutely frazzled today, so
I just need to get my head together.
Right, I'll try and resume this after the game for a few bit of after-match reaction. Sorry, I can't even talk. All right, thanks, lads. Cheers for that.
Cheers.
See you later. Bye-bye. And we're back. Match has just finished. United 1, Sociedad 1. Post-match reactions. Riaz, what do you think?
It's a fantastic place. It didn't rain that much, and we've had a good time here. We've really enjoyed San Sebastian's a beautiful place. I thought the stadium's great. Everyone's mingling. It's great. Really enjoyed it. Tapas has been, has been great.
Pinchos.
Beer's been great. Met two lovely fellas, by the way, Carl and Mickey. Absolutely lovely fellas. We flew from Manchester Biarritz. Manchester, by the way, full of Rangers. Oh my God. Absolutely. All in black, just full of them. Flew to Biarritz.
They weren't all in black. They were shirted up.
No, all in black. And then we flew to Biarritz, which was nice. And then we had
we've done
night
all
there.
This morning,
did we?
Yeah, this is.
Well, I weren't there.
I know. This is just post-match reaction.
Oh yeah. But I'm disappointed because when we scored, I thought we'd score again. We're all thinking because Lyon were winning, so we thought let's get our flights booked to Marseille. And Paul, voice of reason, said, "Hold on, there's a long way to go." And I don't like Paul at this moment. I have to be honest, I don't like Paul at this moment because he's right. Gentlemen, off to you.
Mick, what do you reckon?
I thought it was a good game, Cal. And that they tried. We were optimistic, weren't we? Like you said, we were pressing second half there, thinking it's going to be 2-3-0 this, but didn't materialise, did it? They got momentum, done us over, and finished stronger, miles stronger than us. And I think if the match had gone on, we'd probably have lost it, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe you want to hear that, but
I think so.
I think that's what might have happened.
Mick, what do you reckon?
I think it's game on, isn't it? Next week or the week after, I think.
Yeah, it's a big one next week.
Probably lose at home, to be honest. That's where we're at, to be honest.
That was... we were talking pre-match, and I definitely think that's a possibility, and that Riaz was going, these are shit, and it's like, they are shit, but I can picture it next week. They'll just be like...
We won't
touch the ball for 20 minutes next week because we're definitely a better team away from home, I think, than we are at home.
We have a real problem at home. Psychological thing, isn't it?
Yeah, massively.
Yeah.
I thought tonight. I was just thinking. I was thinking tonight. Watching the game in the. Casemiro, I really enjoyed watching him first half. It's like watching, you've got an old Rolls Royce, and he was in his element tonight first half. He was like little bit of time on the ball, picking a pass.
He's not a Premiership player. That Premiership's frenetic.
Yeah, I know, but that made me sad tonight because, and just got me thinking. It's like if Alexander Pirlo played his entire career in England, he would just be renowned as being shite, I think. Because the game in England is just absolutely, it's played at a manic speed.
It is.
And I don't think that's to anyone's benefit, really, other than Man City or anyone. You know what I mean? I don't think it's aesthetically as good.
Oh God, no. If you're talking about quality of football and not about who you support and all that, just as a person who likes to watch football, it dies these days. I'm fucking watching it sometimes. I don't like the idea that the goalkeeper is supposed to be a footballer, like a midfielder.
Yeah.
It just stops the ball from going in the net. That's your job.
I want Gary Bailey bouncing it three times and kicking it out of his hands.
Booting it as high as he can. Trying to get Joe Jordan on the end.
You never see that, innit? You never see a keeper kick it out of his hands. But it's weird, that, isn't it? Because it used to be just such a defining image of football.
And do you know what? It was like yo-yo football, wasn't it? They scored, they got a corner, or we got a goal kick, or just boot it, get it up there, and then you're on the attack. These days, it's so slow, the build-up. And do you know what? Paul, you're saying, what do I think post-match reaction? I had a wobble in the first half. I had a complete wobble where I couldn't be asked to watch the game. I just got all this effort to come here, you fly here, you do this, you do that. I couldn't be asked. And I thought, right, I'll go for a drink. And it was difficult to watch. It just was.
But we know we're in that position now. We know where we're at. It's not a surprise, is it? I mean, to be fair, coming here 1-1 draw. We know we're in a poor side. It's not a bad result. I think tonight you've got to look at the positives.
You're quite right.
We're at home. We've got a very good chance of getting through, and you just got to take it. We're not going to stroll to any.
Watch onto those shores as hard as you can.
I got United top.
But it was difficult. But you know what? All in all, it's been great. I really enjoyed coming here. And we've not lost. We scored.
Exactly.
We had that moment where you're hugging strangers.
Just full disclosure, I've got to fess up that I was like shaking my head at Riaz there, and you've got to put a positive spin on this. I think tonight we can't do doom and gloom when we've just got a 1-1 draw away in the first leg. You can,
but it's all about where you are and where I am with that football team. It's not good. It just isn't it after.
We're not in dramatically different places. We've all been going as long as each other.
So I told you something, and you said it on the pod yesterday. I've seen worse. When Fergie joined us, horrendous.
I don't think I've thought long and hard about this. I don't think that sort of 86, 87 period was worse than this.
We were at Millwall losing 1-0. And if we'd lost, we'd be in the bottom three.
I remember that time. But I don't think we were as bad as that.
Oh, we were. Six, 7 years. I remember it as an adult looking at it. We were shocking. But the difference is we could just splash the cash and get ourselves out of it. We have no cash, and do you know what? I can't say anything nice about Ratcliffe because I think
no one's asking you to.
The decisions he's made have just been very clinical and stupid. Really stupid. It's on a spreadsheet. It's not on a. I'm going to think about this level.
No, come on. We're going too deep now. Post-match reactions. Let's end it on a high. All to play for next week.
Yeah, but I can't say that, Paul.
All right.
I think we won't see the ball and we'll lose next week and we're out. And do you know what? I want to get through because I'm so old now. I'm going to be 57 next week. I'm going to get all melancholy, but I want to do this year away with all the fellas who've seen them. And you know, we met up in that bar with Shane and Mark before. It's just lovely to see them, isn't it? It's just lovely. And I didn't get stuck in the bug, by the way. I didn't need a piss. But it's nice. But I don't think
Riaz, rambling. Come on.
I don't think I'll do that again because we're going to get knocked out and that's our last Euro match of the year.
Okay, alright. On that's the last
note.
The last one in years. You heard it here first. Alright, to the regiment.